Monday, January 6th, 2020. Good to have you here as we ring in the new year. California's new regulations are screwing the place up. We're going to get to that over the next couple of days. Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, independent contractors in general, losing opportunity because of the state's new regulations, which we'll explain. But I want to get back to what I touched on in hour number one. People are asking, can you play that again? I only heard part of it. I want to hear that again. Ricky Gervais is a British actor. He hosted the Golden Globes last night. And instead of, you know, polishing the Hollywood derriere, he ripped on them. He said, nobody cares what you think politically. Nobody cares who you think you are. And your opinion is meaningless, is basically what he said to all these Hollywood, you know, egomaniacs. Beautiful is what it was. I want you to hear it. It's bite number nine from Ricky Gervais hammering Hollywood about politics. Bite nine, go.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God. And so, it's already three...
And Tom Hanks was shocked. He was appalled, the look on his face. And so what? You spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. You know nothing about the real world. You're in no position to lecture anyone about anything. So get your little world award and get it's so much fun. It's, now that you've heard it, I want you to hear it again so you can really let it percolate. Really, let it percolate. Go back. Bite number nine one more time just for sport.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God. And so, it's already three...
I think it's the greatest MC job I've seen in Hollywood in a very long time. And by the way, he had one more thing to add. Yeah, if ISIS had a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? That's how woke you are. Yeah, woke this. And then one more thing, bite 10 from Ricky Gervais, just having his way with the Hollywood elite. Bite 10.
Spoiler alert, season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right.
Shut up. I know he's your friend, and I just don't care. We need more of that. We need a lot more of that. We need comedians that have, well, spine. I was going to say something else, but you get the point. We need comedians that have the guts to step up and say things that offend people. Good. We don't care what you think in Hollywood. We're pretty well over it. By the way, your life today, despite what the people in Hollywood would tell you, your life today is better than it was in 2020. And if you don't believe me, let's hear some statistics as we round out hour number two here. Your life is better. How do we know this? Well, global poverty has plummeted 35% in 1990 to less than 10% today. The first time extreme poverty in my lifetime has gone below 10%. That means that the UN goal to end extreme poverty by 2030 is actually ahead of schedule. The United Nations might actually do something, but they didn't do it. John Deere did it. Genetically modified organisms did it. Because the kid starving to death in Africa doesn't really care if it's a GMO. He just wants some rice in his bowl. Let's see. Child mortality falling 60% since 1990. Life expectancy soaring worldwide. Famines, once common, are almost nearly abolished. CO2 emissions have declined 12% since 2005. The global tree cover in the past 35 years. Tree cover on the planet. They tell you about the forest being destroyed. Tree cover on the planet has increased 2.24 million square kilometers. That's more than the size of Texas and Alaska combined. That's a global scale. Closer to home, the number of U.S. troops deployed abroad has dropped 42%. Isn't that good news? Unemployment has fallen from 9% to 3.5%, lowest in 50 years. The GDP here has risen by 40% over the past decade. The median household income is up 7% in America. Experts predict the good times will keep rolling in 2020. After a while, these stats become a blur, but it's obvious that we and much of the world are better off today than we were just a short 10 years ago. By 2030, we will see less poverty, less child mortality, less land developed and devoted to agriculture. There will be more tigers, whales, forests, and nature reserves come 2030 than there are today. The global political future may be uncertain, but the environmental and technological trends are pretty clear and pointing in the right direction. There's some good news for you. It's not doom and gloom. We're doing the right thing, and things are working well and in our favor in so many places that you need to hear about it at least once in a while. Quick break and some final thoughts for hour number two are right around the corner, right? Don't forget about SteveGruber.com, Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all of it just there for you.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment